listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Anything and everything to raise your vibration. Welcome to LATalkRadio.com, the world's most listened to internet talk radio station. Now, as you guys know, we are here for one reason and one reason only. Ladies and gentlemen, can you tell me what that is? You're like, no, Dave, I can't. Well, I'll tell you, that's to have a good time in the studio. How are you guys doing today? I'm your host, Davey Crockett. And we are broadcasting from the beautiful Sherman Oaks space in our spaceship that is floating, hovering around planet Earth. But over Sherman Oaks, in space, somewhere around there, is where we choose to broadcast. Our coordinates are currently 37 degrees south of the planet Aknak and 48 degrees north of the planet Untas. They are in galaxy. I'm just messing with you guys. You're like, whoa, Dave is off his deep end today. Oh, that may be true. Regardless, we're going to have one hell of a time in the studio today. Today is a very special show. That's because it's just you and me. It's you and me. I said, no, it's you and me. I said, no, it's you and me. It's you and me in the studio today, guys. That means that we're going to be having a good old one-on-one. Uncle Dave's going to be talking to you about a few very important things that I believe is going on and occurring that applies to you, it applies to me, and it applies to everybody else. What is that, you ask? Well, that is letting go of what no longer serves you. Now, I know that if you, which you are, of course, avid Vibration Station listeners, then you would understand that we always talk about how to let go of what doesn't serve you, how to manifest and create your own reality, how your thoughts are things, thinking positively allows you the reality that you want to live, law of attraction, blah, blah, blah. Last week's show was the science of attracting more of what you want and less of what you don't. You should definitely check that out. We had Dr. Michelle on the show. That was a lot of fun. Oh, but this week, we're not going to be necessarily focusing so much on the science of attracting more of what you want and less of what you don't. That was last week's show. If you want to check that one out. This week, today, right now, what we're going to be talking about is letting go of the things that you've already attracted. Right? So what I mean by that is in our lives, in our daily lives, we go by, we go throughout our days, not really thinking anything of, you know, oh, well, my thoughts are conscious and every single thing that I think in every single moment of the day affects the reality in which I'm experiencing right now. Some of us may be thinking that. Others, probably, I mean, I would say for the most part, probably not. Why? Because we're so, you know, focused on what's going on in the moment instead of how our thoughts are affecting the moment. We're so focused on, oh, watch out, I gotta go to work, I gotta make a left turn, there's a car right there, I'm putting on my blinker, but he's not letting me in. I need to find a parking spot, I need to go get groceries, I need to eat, I'm hungry, I need to feed the dogs, I need to feed the cat. I gotta pick up the kids from school. Oh, I gotta get Johnny Boy a car. He's turning 16. Right? All these things that are just on your mind. Constantly throughout your day, you're going. But what I'm asking you guys to do is really ask yourself. Take a moment. Really ask yourself. How many moments out of your day do you find yourself being completely 150% content with your schedule, with what's going on? For example, let's say that every day you pull up to work and you obviously you want to get a spot closest to the front door so you don't have to walk as far, right? Well, every day that you have been pulling up to work lately, somebody has been parking in your spot. Yeah, you've been parking in this spot for quite some time, but all of a sudden, I mean, the spot doesn't have your name on it or anything, but, you know, this has been your spot. So for the past few weeks, you've been pulling up, and somebody's been parking in your spot, and you judge your reality. You look at that, you say, God damn it, somebody's parking in my spot again, shit. You get mad, you go, that sucks, blah, blah, blah. So then you have to park halfway across the parking lot and then walk a quarter of a mile just to get to your office. Well, what I'm to do in this situation is change it. How do you change it? Well, you don't leave a note on the person's car. I mean, I guess you could. That's really taking action. But I'm talking about changing it with just believing in the fact that you can change it. Changing it with the ability of changing your thoughts. Changing it with the ability by changing the way that you look at the situation. So, you pull up, you're going to work. Every day you got this parking spot. All of a sudden, for the past few weeks, somebody's been taking your parking spot. What do? You get mad, you get frustrated. Well, in this situation, what I'm asking you to do is look at it as a positive. Realize that you don't want this anymore. Understand that this is your deserved parking spot. You feel passionately about, not so much the parking spot you're passionate about, but you're passionate about what comes with the parking spot. It's, you know, I get to pull up and that's my spot, and you have a sense of attachment almost, right? It's silly the things that we can become attached to. I know that I have a sense of attachment to my side of the bed, right? Same idea. If somebody were to just take my side of the bed, I would be like, well, that's lame. That's my side of the bed, and you can sleep on the other side, right? Just like a parking spot. Well, that's my parking spot. You can go into another one, right? So, in this situation, folks, what would be the best thing to do? Well, there's a few things that we can do here. Number one, you either, like I said, write a note, put it on the person's car, be like, hey, you know, this is my parking spot, and that's lame that you keep doing that, blah, blah, blah. Well, I'm sure that if the person's cool, they'll be like, oh, okay. But if the person, you know, does have a sense of entitlement, then they will probably, they'll probably say, well, this parking spot doesn't have your name on it. Go find another one. That's when you need to all of a sudden change the situation. You look at it. And you understand that either one, you have created this for yourself because it's your way of manifesting your, I don't know, change in stability, change in understanding, Maybe something changed at work. Maybe I don't know. Something changed at work. And because something changed at work, you changed your thoughts. Therefore, which affected your ability to create and manifest your parking spot in the front. Now you've chosen, you've manifested to park in the back. What's going on? Now, I'm just encouraging you guys to really ask yourself why these things are occurring in your life that you don't want to occur. If you guys are just tuning in with us today, this is Dave's Good Vibration Station, LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. Oh, we are talking about how to let go of the things that you've already attracted. How to let go of the things that don't serve you anymore. Last week, we had Doc Michelle, which was a blessing and a pleasure. Last week, we had her on the show. We talked about the science of attracting more of what you want and less of what you don't. Well, this week, we are talking about something similar, but completely different. There is a huge difference between the two. This week, we're talking about, like I said, how to let go of the things that you've already created and you've already manifested. Well, ladies and gentlemen, step one to letting go of the things that you've already created and already manifested is understanding that you don't want them anymore. Step one, understand that you don't want them. You know what, guys? If you are having trouble with manifesting and creating the things that you want in your life, or you know what, you're listening to this and it's resonating with you and it sounds good, do me a favor. Get a pen and a paper and start writing this down, right? Really, get a pen and a paper and start writing this down. Step one to attracting, well, getting rid of the things that I've already attracted. Step one of releasing the things that I don't want in my life anymore and make sure that they never come back is to realize that I don't want them. I'm going to write that down. Step one, I don't want them. Step two, as understanding to realize how to let go of the things in your life that you have already created. Step two, change the thought process, right? Step one is understanding that you don't want it anymore. And step two is changing the thought process. Right? Meaning, oh, you have an experience in your life like we were just talking about with Mr. Businessman and his parking spot. Oh, let's take another example. Let's say that you're in a relationship, okay? And you guys love each other. Everything's groovy. Everything's great. But let's say you're a girl. And there's a guy out there, and you guys love each other, everything's groovy, but he's really, like, demanding. He's really like, well, I want you to do that, and I want you to do that, and then if you don't, like, do what he asks, you're like, oh, I don't feel like doing that. He gets frustrated, he gets mad, right? So in this situation, I mean, there's obviously positives. You love him, you love your boyfriend, he's good, he's awesome, he treats you well. But then there's also negatives. You feel like you can't fully communicate the way that you feel with him because he's a little intense. He's a little like I said, you know, he's demanding. He goes, well, do that. I want you to do that. Make me a sandwich. That kind of shit. You know what I mean? Well, what do you do in the situation? You try talking to him. You know, you've obviously sat him down and you've spoken with him. You've said, well, Jimmy, I love you, you're my boyfriend, and, you know, everything is groovy, everything is great, but sometimes when you ask me to do things, you get really demanding, and then when I don't feel like doing them, you get really mad, when in actuality, you shouldn't be getting mad because I don't feel like doing what you ask. Like, you're not the boss of me, you know what I mean? He goes, oh, baby, I'm sorry. He's good for a week, and then he does it again. You're like, what, Jimmy? What's going on, baby? You're like, I love you, but you're really a dick to me sometimes. Jimmy's like, shit. you realize as a girl in the situation, as a girl in the relationship, that, you know, nothing has been changing. Now, what I'm asking you to do is see yourself. View how you look at yourself in the situation, right? Instead of being in you, instead of being you, right? Be the observer. Take a step outside of your body. Take a step outside of your relationship to the relationship, right? Do you view yourself as the victim? Do you view yourself as, oh, you know, oh, he always asks me to do things. Oh, I don't feel like I can talk to him and tell him that I don't feel like doing that because he's going to get mad. Oh, I don't know if I, you know. Do you view yourself as the victim? Do you view yourself as, you know, the person that plays the role of the person that gets bossed around? Because you absolutely do, right? And that's the whole point that I'm trying to make. And once you change the way that you view yourself in your head, once you change the way that you view yourself, then the situation that you are in will change. 150%, not a doubt in my mind. Why? Because it's the way of the universe. It's the way that it works. It's physics. It's laws of physics. Thoughts are things. You get what you put out. You put out what you get, right? So, what I'm saying is, in any situation, take the girl with the guy that's demanding, right? Once she changes her thought process, once she stops viewing herself as the victim, she could say a million times to her boyfriend, I don't like it when you do that. But if she still views herself as the victim, nothing's going to change. Nothing's going to change. Because that's the vibration that she's putting out. That's the vibration that she's accepting, agreeing to. Everything that you experience is an agreement. Everything that you experience is an agreement. So, understand that. And understand that with changing your thoughts, with changing the way that you view the situation, that rearranges your neural nets in your brain, rearranges the vibration, rearranges the frequency, it rearranges the whole energy of the situation. Therefore, for the only response that you will get back from creation is exactly what you're putting out. Is a change, an alteration. You are no longer the victim. Therefore, you will no longer be the victim. Whether that means your boyfriend gets the hint because you changed the energy that you were putting out and that scared him into realizing that he was doing wrong, or whether he doesn't get the hint and the vibration that you're putting out just doesn't allow for him anymore. So then that means that you have a much better opportunity, a much more beautiful, amazing, less dense opportunity to experience something that fits way better that was working before. Because why? You are no longer the victim. And you are only the victim when you allow yourself to be. And you are only the victim when you are with him, when you allow him to be, you know, pushy, really intense with you, then that's your key, that's your cue to change. What a beautiful, beautiful lesson we have just learned. Oh, wow. Well, I really love you guys, and I appreciate you guys. This is something that I really want everybody to understand, because like I've said multiple times, we are going through a time of change. Folks, we are going through a time of change. We need to focus on what makes us happy. We need to focus on what brings us joy. We need to focus on what brings us excitement, right? We need to focus on what fuels us to be a better person. And we need to focus on thanking for how abundant we are in all aspects of our life. Guys, something that I want to share with you, a practice that I have been doing now for, you know, I just started it. about a month and a half, maybe 2 months ago, right? And I'm a firm believer that you can literally create anything you want, as you know from the show, what we've been talking about. So I'm also a firm believer in tools, little things to aid and assist you in creating what you want and in manifesting what you want. Because my philosophy is, well, if we've been blessed with the opportunity and the ability to create and manifest anything we want and experience anything we want, then I'm going to use any tool that can aid and assist me into mastering that ability to become the ultimate creator, right? Who doesn't want to be the ultimate creator? I don't know. Who doesn't want to be the master of their reality? I know I do. And it's, you know, it's something that you need to learn. It's something that you practice. I mean, we manifest and we attract unconditionally. Whether you believe in it or not, we are attracting. Whether you, you know, want to or not, thoughts are things. Thoughts are thoughts, regardless of whether you think a thought is a thing or not. A thought is a thought. And a thought is a thing. So, I'm saying, might as well become the masters of our reality. We have an entire lifetime to experience it. Might as well know how to create what we want. So, what I'm going to share with you guys, what I think would be really cool for you guys to start doing, because I know that it works for me. Start writing down examples of sources of abundance. In any opportunity in your life that you have to pick and pinpoint out an example of abundance, write it down. Seriously. If you can't write it down in that moment, let's say you don't have a little pocketbook with you or something. Like I always say, I encourage keeping a pocketbook with you and a pen or a pencil. Just, you never know the ideas that are going to come to you in a moment's notice. Or have a phone that you can write notes on, one or the other. I prefer a pocketbook. But definitely start writing down. Check this out, guys. When you recognize and realize the things in your life that you're abundant for and that you're thankful for, well, it just gives more. The universe will give you more of it. That's just the way that it is. So if you actually look at your life and you realize, wow, I'm so thankful for this person treating me to lunch today. Like, how random, okay? Your friend's like, hey, Dave, you want to go to lunch? I'll take you out. I'm like, sure, man. It sounds great. What am I going to do? I'm going to write that down. And I'm going to really recognize and realize how thankful I am to be having this lunch and to be sharing this food with a dear friend of mine. Wow, what a blessing, right? And then once you start changing the way that you look at things, once you start realizing, like, instead of just, like, your friend hitting you up for lunch, oh, yeah, I just went to lunch, whatever. That was, yeah, thanks, man, that was cool. No, take it on a much deeper level. You're like, wow, I'm so blessed to have this food. I'm super blessed to be sharing this food with my buddy. And I'm super blessed that, you know, he has the means to pay for me and he's willing to take me out to lunch. And I'm super blessed to be sharing this time with my friend. Why am I blessed? Because I'm having a great time. Because this is awesome. I'm enjoying this food. I'm ecstatic. There's nothing in the world that could be going wrong in this moment. Sure, are there things in the back of my mind that I need? Oh, schoolwork I need to do. Oh, work I need to go to. Oh, I got to make money. I got to pay a bill. I don't care about that. Why? Because in this moment, I am attracting happiness. In this moment, I'm attracting complete and total abundance and gratitude, because what is in my vibrational bubble, what is in my field is abundance, because I'm recognizing abundance. If I have abundance, but I don't recognize it, then it's nothing to me because I'm not recognizing it. We are blind to vibrations we cannot perceive. We are blind to vibrations we cannot perceive. Meaning, if we are fully abundant in all aspects of our life, but we do not recognize and realize, if we are blind to how abundant we are, Yeah, we can look at all the things around us, the materialistic things, and say, oh, I like that. I like that. I enjoy that. I enjoy that. Yeah, sure, you're consuming it. You're enjoying it. But are you appreciating it? That's my question. Are you appreciating it for its essence, for what it is, instead of just being the consumer, right? Being the, this is fun, money, 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 yes. No. Thank you for this abundance. Thank you for this money. Thank you for this financial support. Infinite financial support. Thank you for my unlimited financial abundance. Thank you for my unlimited abundance in health. Thank you for my unlimited abundance in love, in light, in joy, in laughter, in all aspects of my life. Thank you for my unlimited, literally limitless abundance. The universe, creation, is as limited as I allow it to be, and I am one with creation. So, if creation is limited and I am one with it, or unlimited and I am one with it, I am unlimited. I am unlimited. You know, guys, we got a caller on the air. We are going to take this right now. How you doing? Live on the air, Dave's Good Vibration Station. Who are we speaking to today?
Dave, it's Dr. Michelle calling in.
What a pleasure, Doc. You know what? I was just talking about last week's show, how week we were focusing on the science of attracting more of what you want and less of what you don't. And I was telling people just how amazing and how much of a pleasure it was to have you on the air.
Aw, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, well, thank you. And that's so cool that you're calling in.
Well, I just wanted to compliment you. What a great subject today. You know, what a great idea to help others. And I wanted to just compliment you. And I think that what you're saying is really right on about trying to manifest or create what you want in your life and getting rid of blocks.
Right.
You know, I heard you talking about the relationship earlier and how the people who feel like victims have to get out of the victim role.
Exactly.
Getting out of role.
Exactly.
So, how do we change our lives? I think you really touched on a lot of really important things. And
thanks, Doc. I appreciate it.
No, I wanted to share that with you. I think that some of the ways also to... I do believe in manifestation. I do think we can change our lives, but, we have to do certain things in order to, life is a process of ongoing experiences. Some are good and some are bad, but it's all about, learning, I think.
Exactly. I agree.
If we don't feel well with certain people or with certain experiences, we have to learn how to feel better within them and sort of change our thinking, I think, and also, be with someone who really respects us and loves us as well.
Yes.
Good. So I think in terms of, in terms of relationships, in terms of finances, successes, goals, I think the old school thing, like you said, of writing them down, you talked about your pocket notebook or your, it's really important to write down really your plans, I think, for the week, what you'd like to accomplish. And of course, before that, you have goals of within a year, I want to be, whatever. I want to be doing this.
Right.
And also, this is what I'm going to do to set out to accomplish these things. I'm going to contact these people. I'm going to do this. I'm going to, and if you don't know how to create certain things or go for goals, ask other people.
Right.
How did you go about interview people? How did you go about getting this job?
Totally. Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree.
And how did you go about finding a good person to have a relationship with?
Right.
How did you get all this money in the bank? I've been working for 4 years doing various odd jobs, some of them cash, and I can't seem to save a dime. You ask people who are successful.
Exactly.
So
I agree.
Writing down goals, asking people, manifesting it, seeing yourself there in meditative relaxation, that's really important as well.
Absolutely.
Seeing yourself in the position you would like to be in. And
Absolutely.
No matter what it is, if you want to be a stronger person, a better person. You see yourself in relationships with really good people.
Totally. Totally. I love it, Doc. I love it.
Yeah. Thank you.
So what were you going to say?
It's writing goals down, taking action out into the universe, thinking about what you would like, seeing yourself actually in that position that you want.
Right.
Seeing yourself with someone, whoever that may be, not someone you may know, but in a happy, wonderful relationship. Going into that relaxed state and then view, and just imagining it. You know,
absolutely.
So you can create it.
Absolutely.
It's not magic.
Right. Well, it is and it isn't, right?
Yeah.
It is because it's almost so beautiful that it's like magic, but it isn't magic because it's physics. So and Doc, something that, I mean, I of course wholeheartedly agree with you, you know, when you say write down your goals, set goals,
and
write down certain accomplishments for the week. I totally dig that. Something that I really believe a lot of people need to focus on more is, I mean, check this out. So everybody every day has their goals. They have their things that they want to either obtain or achieve. But in obtaining and in achieving these goals, I think that it is almost more important, just as important, if not a little bit more important, to appreciate and acknowledge and really show a level of respect for the things that you are experiencing and obtaining prior, before you ever have reached that goal. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I'm saying
gratitude for what's coming.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
I think because people can set goals, right? People can say, well, I want to be a millionaire in the next 5 years. I'm going to work my ass off. I'm going to save, you know, $250,000 and invest it in gold, and then I'm going to become a millionaire.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right.
Yeah.
Well, anybody can want to become a millionaire and really set their sights and set their goals and work and work and work and do anything in their power to become a millionaire.
Yes.
Are they thankful? Are they leading an experience of gratitude? Are they realizing and recognizing the gold that already surrounds them? Do you understand what I'm saying?
They're creating it. They're in the process of creating it.
Right. Right.
Yes.
Do they understand as they're on this, you know, chug chug choo choo train push to get this money, to get, you know, their in their mind's eye, their idea of who they want to be, as they're on this, you know, are they simply thinking materialistic? Are they simply going, well, I just want the money. I just want the money. I just want this. I just want that.
Yeah.
You know, I want the nice cars. I want the blah, blah, so I can have the money, so I can get girls. You know what I mean? Or is it like, well, I'm super thankful for everything I'm experiencing. I know that this money is coming to me, and when I get this money, I know that I'm not going to have to worry about anything in my life. I am so abundant. I am so.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm saying? It's like the approach. It's the same goal essentially.
Right.
It's the same outcome, but completely different ways of approaching it. And one last thing, I feel like when it's approached differently, the outcome, well, I know, not I feel like, I know that once it's, if it's approached differently, the outcome is going to be different. If it's approached from a higher vibration,
true,
the outcome will be a higher vibration. That's all there is to it.
I agree. I think you're right. Exactly what you're saying is true.
Thanks,
Doc. You have to have that element.
You do. Yes. Indeed you do. Indeed you do.
And something else, too, that I can add to what you're saying, I think, is that in order to get from the universe, we have to give.
Well, yes.
And I think focusing our attention on helping others on some level, whether it's volunteering, being there for people, having an interest in, you know, going to your local shelter and donating, or giving to the universe, giving to people, you know, whatever it may be, people who don't have as much as you do.
Right.
Helping out children, you know, reading to children. You know, I have some clients in my practice who are, you know, sort of depressed people. But when they go and read stories to classes or special children classes,
right,
makes them feel better because they're giving to someone else.
That's great.
So that's part of, you know, kind of making your life joyful.
Well, you know what I have to say? I have to say to that is, you know, Doc, I totally believe it, number one. Number two is when you attempt to, you know, help and heal others, what mm-hmm. what you're actually doing is you know, you're helping and healing yourself more than anything
mm-hmm.
else. And
right.
the idea is that, you know, when you and your consciousness in your head make an agreement to shift the energy out of yourself into somebody else, I've listened to seminars, you know, on helping others, and just the way that the energy in the electromagnetic field is transferred, and kind of what happens in the transferring of helping another person and the energy of transferring. When one makes the intention, when one makes the decision to go and consciously help, when their intention is to heal, to help, right? Whether it's somebody stranded on the side of the road, or whether it's, you know, going and reading to kids, right? It brings those kids enjoyment, right? Well, what's actually happening in the transferring of energy is you are, when you are in a state of, right, gratitude, or you know, in a state of like, help, healing, right?
Yes.
In a state of
giving.
Giving,
yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You are transferring, like, we're trying to stay grounded, you know what I'm saying? We're trying to, talk about energy and stuff, but still stay legible, still be able to understand mm-hmm. what we're talking about without going into space.
Right.
So it's like when you decide to help a person out or to give them a helping hand, you are actually transferring your energy, right? So get this, your positive intention, right?
Yeah.
It's being transferred into this, not necessarily into the person, but into this person's field, right? They're understanding and they're accepting your positive energy, right? So in return, because you have allowed them, right? You didn't make them accept your energy. You showed them, you presented to them, well, I'm going to help you, right? Well, what that does to their energy on a subconscious level, yes, consciously they're happy, they go, oh, thank you, I'm in distress right now, I need your help, right? But subconsciously, what that does is that actually rearranges neuronets, right, to accept more energy, right? What this does, and get this, I know it's a little twacky, but here we go. When you help somebody, you're actually sparking, right, in that person's head, the ability to go and channel that same energy, right?
Well, exactly. You're talking, you know, about coming down to Earth and all that, you said not going into space talk.
Right.
I think basically what you're saying is that you're inspiring other people and giving them hope.
Yes.
When they get help from you, they have a kind ear. You need to talk to your friend or someone. You need to help someone out a little bit financially. You need to just put it out there and give on some level.
Right. Exactly. You're
inspiring hope, which I think if you want to talk about, you know, neural nets or energy, it does help. It really does help to trigger, you know, more hope, therefore change their thought process a little bit and think, you know, there are people out there in the world who care.
Of course. Exactly. Yeah, what I should have said, Doc, is, you know, when you follow your excitement, it inspires people to follow theirs.
And, that's good.
The thing that, you know, I also did want to touch on is when you go out and you lend a helping hand, you are helping yourself as well. You really are. Because what another thing that I was trying to say in that is, you know, you, by doing that, you are allowing yourself, right? If you're going out and you're helping somebody else, well, you're allowing yourself to be healed, right? Because how can you,
yes,
how can you help somebody else if you haven't helped yourself?
Yes.
You can't.
You know, when people come to me sometimes and they say, oh, my life's horrible, I'm so depressed, I haven't been happy, you know, and they're, you know, they're not chemically deprived, shall we say, you know, they're not on meds or anything. That's a whole different story.
Right.
People who have chemical disorders, and we work with that too. But, you know, what I say, one of the most common things that I tell them is do something out there and get out of your own self.
Right.
Do something out there for someone else.
Right.
And you'll bring more joy and a sense of accomplishment and elevate your self-esteem that you are, you know, worthy. You are helping. You are participating in life. You're giving. So that's a really important, what you're saying is exactly right. It makes yourself feel better.
Well, thanks, Doc. Yeah, I really think it does. I really think it does. And, you know, I feel like one of the main purposes of humanity and of living is to, you know, help each other. Because if you think of a world, right, think of a world where everybody's main focus was helping everybody else. Do you know what I'm saying? Think of a reality. Think of a reality of literally of a planet where everybody's main focus was ensuring everybody else's happiness. Do you know what
yes.
I'm saying? That would
yes.
be, that would be, it would be infinitely abundant
yes.
in all aspects. I mean, financially, people would be, everybody would be taken care of. Emotionally, everybody would be taken care of, right? It's a matter,
right.
it's a matter of realizing and understanding how important it is to be, number one, comfortable with yourself enough. Two, number two, help other people and go out and do things for other people. And, hey, talk about today's topic, letting go of the things that you've already created. You want to
yeah.
let go of some things that you've already manifested. You want to let go of some negativity or some things that is, you know, on your mind or on your belt that you're experiencing.
Yeah.
You don't know how to let them go. You know what? Go help
yep.
someone. Go like shift the energy. Really, change the energy. Stop being the victim. Shift the energy from, well, I don't want this anymore, and this is blah, 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 to all of a sudden, no, my life is content. Everything in me is good. This person needs my assistance. I need
yes.
I need to take the upper hand and assist this person,
yeah.
right?
Yeah,
and I cannot
exactly.
I cannot fully assist this person unless in this moment I am fully content with myself. So
that's right.
I need to harness that and hold on to that. You know
yes.
what, Doc? I'm gonna speak something personal with you.
Okay.
Lately,
I'm ready.
Lately, Doc, I've really more than ever, I've just been manifesting and creating and focusing on manifesting and creating, and bam, 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 things have been coming in like crazy, like.
Good for you.
Right? No, it's cool. It's awesome. It's amazing. I've gotten to the point where it's. Literally, it's like, well, when you would think of something and it would pop up, you know, I used to be
yes.
like, oh,
yes.
I just thought of that. You know what I mean? I don't even say it anymore. It's just like normal. It's like, okay, well, yeah, I obviously just created that. That's super normal. I'm not even going to act surprised anymore. But something that I've been experiencing is the disconnection between my ability to manifest and my belief in my ability to manifest, and then when I actually see it manifest, how far my belief really goes into
yes.
do I really 100% fully allow myself to believe in creating something? Do you know? It's like I sometimes
yes.
doubt my ability to create the things that I want. And it's funny because if it's something that I don't really care about or I'm not really thinking about, I'll manifest it like cheese, like nothing. Like for
that's
if I'm thinking
right.
of like a
you're
show.
Not the opposite. your energy.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly. If I'm thinking about a show or like a song, something that doesn't really matter if I hear it or not, I see it or not, it'll manifest, no problem. But when I'm thinking about something that matters and I'm doubting it, I'm like, shit, like I know I can manifest this, I want to create it, but it means a lot to me and I don't know if I can, and I'm doubting, then it doesn't come. It's funny. It's funny to me. So I guess, ladies and gentlemen, believe in your ability to create. Believe in the things that you want to create, because when you believe and when you don't doubt them, they will come. If you believe in, you know, having an unlimited amount of financial abundance, just as easily as you believe in, you know, manifesting South Park to come on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it
right.
will come. It will come. There is
right.
no, the universe, creation does not, it is not conditional, meaning it doesn't say like, oh, well, $5 million is definitely worth a lot more than, you know, South Park coming on the air. So you're going to have to, you're going to have to put, you know, a lot more ability to manifest. No, it's what you doubt. It's what you, the universe does not judge. If you want to create $5 million, create $5 million. If you want to create watching South Park, it's just as easy. It's a matter of believing in it. It's a matter of focusing on it. It's a matter of setting your intention. And it's a matter of just knowing it.
But I agree totally. And but I also think it's important to give yourself time in your process of putting things out into the world. You know, the action, the job resumes, the opportunities to meet new people if you want a new relationship, the, you know, give it, whatever you're going for, whatever you want. When you're out there putting the action and thinking and manifesting in your mind exactly where you want to be and being a good person, what you put out is what you get back. And but giving yourself time.
Right.
Or, you know, because when you start saying, well, I've been doing this, I've been putting the action out, I've been, you know, imagery and breathing and relaxing and, you know, and it's not coming. When you start saying that,
right.
then what you're doing is you're putting up the negative fear. And I think this is what you're saying. You're putting up that negative energy that's going to block you again from getting the positive energy and just allowing. And I think
yes.
the more we allow things to happen and experience obstacles and not say, oh, see, just my luck, this is, no, just say, that's interesting, like you said at the beginning of the show, to be the observer. Observe things. Don't take them so hard in life, because we all have things that happen.
Right.
But if you just give time and allow the process for things to happen, you'll be more apt to have those things come to you quicker, I think.
Absolutely, Doc. Absolutely. Wholeheartedly. I mean, I wholeheartedly agree with you. You are Dr. Michelle. How could I not agree with Dr. Michelle?
I appreciate it.
Oh, no, it's true. It's true. Really, yeah, guys, if you haven't already, I'm sure you have, but if you haven't already, you're definitely going to want to check out Dr. Michelle on LATalkRadio.com, Channel 1. Dr. Michelle on the couch every Friday at 11 a.m. You cannot miss her show. If you do, you are committing a sin.
Well, thanks for the promo, I think.
I'm just kidding. Dr. Michelle actually... she is responsible for everything that you experience and don't experience in your life. If you if you feel like you're attracting something that you don't want, blame it on Dr. Michelle. It's definitely.
Oh, thank you. Okay, good. Might as well.
Might as well. I mean,
I hear that a lot anyway, so that's okay. I'm used to it.
I'm sure you do.
I can take it.
Oh gosh, no. Doc, you're
but
such
just
a good
wanted
sport.
I to call you and compliment you and thank you for this opportunity to call your show, Dave.
Well, thank you so much, Doc. Really, it means the world to me that you care so much and that you call and that you listen. I love it. I love it.
Oh, I love you. So.
Well,
there you
I
go.
Love you, Doc. You're the best. As you know, this has been such a wonderful, wonderful episode. Doc is going to close the show out with us. You can just be on here with us, Doc, just because we love
All right.
you so damn much. Oh, thank you guys so much for coming on the show. Dr. Michelle has been such an amazing voice in the last half hour of the show. Such a blessing having her on. Listen, guys, as you know, we are constantly sending you unconditional love, light, joy, happiness, and laughter. Know that your thoughts are things you can manifest and create anything in your reality. So, it is your responsibility as a human being to constantly create love, happiness, laughter, and everything in between. We love you guys. Make sure to check out Dr. Michelle every Friday on the couch. 11 o'clock. This is Dave's Good Vibration Station. I'm your host, Davey Crockett. Thank you guys for everything. Check us out on Facebook. We love you. See you next Sunday. Bye-bye. Stupid choices too. Regardless, I'm just living it up. I'm blind to the negativity. Floating in the golden lotus. That's where I'll be. This experience is such a blessing. Motherfucker, stop asking questions. Your soul knows that this defeats the purpose. Close your eyes and let me be your wordsmith. Listen up, y'all, I miss those days. Chilling on the moon with the guitar, spitting phrase. But now, I'm in another days, unconditionally missing y'all. And all the silly games like when we used to play and see how fast we could smoke out of roar and burn our tree. But really, it was all about the good times. Doesn't matter if we had sacks and dimes, we got each other. Until the end of this rhyme, at least that's how it seemed, that everything was fine.